supported non-commercial radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following pre-recorded show do not necessarily represent those of WHFR or Henry Ford College. Good afternoon. This is listener-supported non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn. Good afternoon. You are listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. This month, my special guest is Darlene Denning. She is a teacher, palm reader, numerologist, among other specialties. Darlene, how are you today?
Today is exciting. I'm glad I'm here. Okay. I feel great.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
So I know you were on the show several years ago, so perhaps to refresh our memories, could you please tell us how you got interested in palmistry?
I was on a job interview. I was in the travel industry close to 40 years, and it was on a job interview, and they flew me, Carlson Vaughan Lee Travel, flew me to Minneapolis, and the vice president of sales wanted to see my hands. So I put out my hands, and he says, no, I want to see your palms. I go, oh, okay. So I turned my hands over, and he was sharing that left hand is what you're born with and right's actual. And he says, Darlene, how your ring finger and your middle finger are stuck together, can you separate them? And I tried and I tried and I couldn't. So I put my hand underneath the desk with my one finger in between, and he goes, no, Darlene, you have to do it on your own. He says, I cannot hire you. And I said, I'll bite. Why? And he says, because you're not acting on your decisions. So I said, well, then I shall sue you for job discrimination. And he said, okay, we'll put you on probation for 90 days. I ended up working 9 years for that company. So that's where I began learning about the palms. In sales, people talk with their hands, and you don't even know it. Like, here, put out your hand, and let's shake it. So, ooh. This is a good handshake, everybody. Oh, good,
okay.
Mike.
Yeah.
So it's firm, it's solid. I would say honest of communication in your hand. So that's very good.
Mm-hmm. Just out of curiosity, did this vice president do that with everybody that came in for a job?
Yes, as it turned out. Yeah,
really?
He did. I wasn't special.
Oh,
it was everybody.
Right. Well, no, I just think it's interesting. I mean, doesn't matter what you fill out on your application or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have the right palms, you weren't getting hired. That's
right.
Interesting.
Well, you know, corporations hire me to work with their directors and a couple airlines. One airline I've worked for 24 years, and then they merged with another airline. And it's not that I teach them how to do palm reading. I use their hands on one-on-one and show them how to see things and project and understand. So it's a helpful tool. I have a lot of corporate accounts that mm-hmm. have me come to their businesses and work with many of their staff.
Mm-hmm. So these accounts use what you teach them?
Right.
To look on who they should hire? I mean, is that
well,
what they use it for?
Well, one company did ask me part of their process of hiring their HR department, they would have me, you know, shake their hands, have a conversation. And I remember this one company, the director of HR really wanted this man. Oh, he was all excited. And his assistant says, well, you didn't have Darlene talk to him. And he goes, oh, I'm too busy, but I know I really want him. And thank God she insisted that the candidate come to me, shook his hand, and everything about him was one lie after another lie. I'm a guest lecturer with Toastmasters. And he saw my books. Oh, Toastmaster I was. I says, well, what level are you at? And he made up something that had nothing to do with Toastmasters. So it was like different things in the conversation. My body reacts. So it was like, huh. So I went to the vice president of HR and said, I wouldn't hire him. I said, Now, what my guides are telling me, I said, even his address is a lie. His phone number, okay, that's correct, but everything where he said he went to school is a lie. I said, in my humble opinion, don't hire him. And come to find out with the HR, after my conversation with him, he says, you know, it makes sense, darling. Everything I did, he mirrored me. And I go, that's what he did with me too. But the difference is my body reacts. You know, I didn't get sucked into it. So, yeah, I've helped many, many, many corporations with mm-hmm. palm reading.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, though. I mean, the fact that you can combine, I guess, your psychic ability with right. your palm reading, does right. that go hand in hand?
Yes.
No pun intended.
But, very you know, good, Mike. You're something
yeah,
else.
Right. Well, anyway, though, I mean, they do work in conjunction, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think works in conjunction is reflexology, the science, that for health issues. I do that in my readings. And numerology. I think it's very important to figure out where are you right now so you know how to proceed. I do the 9-year life cycle. So based on your birth date and the current year of your birthday, that gives you a platform, so that helps you know the direction you're going in. That's why I said I can see up to the next 5 years, and that's a helpful tool.
Mm-hmm. So you figure out the numbers, and then you do a palm reading? Is that the way it usually
works? Yeah,
that's works?
The first thing that I do, shake their hand. And then my newest thing now is I am insisting that if you have a cell phone, please record my session with you. Because I come at you very fast and I give you a lot of information, and sometimes it's just too overwhelming, and sometimes you're thinking of one thing I said and I've already moved on. So this way, if you have a recording, you can pause it, think about it, go on to the next. So the first thing I do is numerology. So I figure, where are you right now? So that's my base. And then I use another science with Robert Lee Camp. He does love cards, and I use, based again on your birthday, then I do the destiny. That takes 3 minutes, work that. And then I have a chart that is a timeline on your lifeline. So I ask you, let me see your left hand and your right hand, and then I show you where you are now, where you were born, and where you're going, and how long you're going to live. Usually my term is you're going to be older than dirt.
Okay. Well, that's probably good to know, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think
but
so.
But can you tell that with, it's pretty reliable. I mean, doesn't that, I don't know, kind of freak people out when you tell them that? Can you actually pinpoint an age or like
yes.
an age range?
Both.
Both.
I can pinpoint it exactly, and I can give you a range.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And are you usually right, or don't you know?
Everyone's always going, oh my God, how do you know? So I'll say I'm pretty right.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a science.
Right.
This isn't new. I mean, talk about new age. But no, this palm reading and reflexology has been for thousands and thousands of years. Numerology, you know, that's back many, many thousands of years. So no, mm-hmm. this isn't a new science. My gift, I'll say, as a Capricorn, is I can cut to the chase and direct it to you and make it simple and so you can understand it and easy. That's mm-hmm. my gift. That's mm-hmm. what helps.
Right. So when you tell people their age, does that ever change at all? Or is
it's
that
always
just...
changing. It's
oh,
always
okay.
changing. So left hand is what you're born with and right's actual. That's why I'm telling everybody, photocopy your hand, time date it, especially like... when I do the reflexology, and that's different body parts on your hand. Like when I looked at your thumb, see that little bump at the web of your hand on the other side?
Right.
That's your neck. Well, then I would suggest strongly you buy a new pillow, and it's called a neck memory foam pillow. You can buy it at Costco or Sam's Club for $24 or Bed Bath & Beyond for with the coupon $31. But you need it. Now, how do you sleep? On your side, back, or tummy?
Well, it's usually on my side or my back.
Okay. So when you're on the side, you use the smaller curve of the pillow. If you're on your back, use the bigger pillow. And it's really like going to a chiropractor. I would ask you, take your hand and where your hairline is, go down your neck, where your hair is, go down your neck to your shirt. And is there a curve or a little bump?
Feels like it's kind of curving.
Okay, where that curve is, that's starting osteoporosis. So that's why you need to get a new pillow to stretch while you're sleeping. That's what the chiropractor, you know, does. But the pillow does the work while you're sleeping. You know, get up, go to the bathroom, come back. It's memory foam. It locks into place. So that's one of the things I definitely would recommend for you. Mm-hmm. And I do that for a lot of people. A lot of people now are doing their computers, doing the cell phones. Their heads are down. I tell everybody, if you don't have a laptop and you have a computer, put it up higher where it's eye level so you're not bending down. That's such a strain. And if you're doing texting messages, put it up. Don't, because we were not made to always be looking down, in my humble opinion.
Right. Well, no, I think you're right. And I constantly see people looking down at their telephones as they're walking along.
Right.
They're not even looking at anything else. And that's the amazing part, too. They're just, you know, so focused on their phones. But that's another subject entirely. But that just doesn't help the situation, right?
Right.
It makes it worse.
Right. So that's why I tell everybody, photocopy your hand so your eyes can see with a new pillow every month. You'll see the difference. Our hands are always changing. Everything's time dated on our hands.
So if a person, you said that they're going to live to a certain age, if that person said, well, you know what, I'm going to start exercising, perhaps taking better care of myself, eating better, that lifeline is going to lengthen, it's going to improve?
It's going to change, yes. Mm-hmm. It's always changing. I believe it's a state of mind. Example, one of my sons was 5 years old when his dad and I divorced. And his lifeline was very short. That scared me. Well, he's now 35. So it grew a whole lot. Everything changed. But how his world was at that time stopped dead in its tracks. It's like, but thank God, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, our hands are always changing. And I believe it's a state of mind, too.
Right. So once you got through the divorce, not to get too personal, but I mean, did your son's lifeline improve?
It did.
Right,
it changed. It grew. It's long, as I said. I mean, he's going to be older than dirt now.
Uh-huh.
Now, speaking of that, when I looked on your hand there, see the lifeline that wraps around? See how dark it is or deep line it is? One of the next thing I would say, besides older than dirt, you don't have to worry about Alzheimer's or dementia. When it's that long and that dark and deep, your mind, you're going to know right up to the end. So don't worry about dementia or anything.
Well, that's good, because Alzheimer's runs on my father's side of the family, but not my mother's. And I thought that I might take after my mother and not get it, because my sister had it, and she had it by the age I am right now, which is 63. But, you know, so I mean, I don't think I'll get it, but I
know
didn't
you're
know
not.
Because
I guess
of
that's
this.
The difference.
Okay.
And that's how it shows up.
Okay.
And that's what's a couple of years ago that just started showing up in my readings. My guides were guiding me that. I never even thought of that. But now, as a baby boomer, and we're taking care of our parents, or I did take care of my mom. She's no longer with us. And that's important. Like you said, you're somebody in your family had it, your sister that. It's like everybody wants to know. Well, it shows up on our hand. Mm-hmm. All our health issues show up on our hand.
Mm-hmm. So you can tell if a person's prone to cancer or something like that?
I have had many, many clients that have come to me. And in my humble opinion, I would say, this one woman that came to mind when you said that, I said, I don't want to scare you. You know, I believe in free will. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I don't know anything physically, but I do know. When was the last time you had like a female checkup? Because I said what I'm sensing when I touched her hand, it was a hot area on the hand. I said, have you ever had the conversation with your doctor that you might have some fibroid tumors? And she's, oh, yeah, I do. And I said, I would strongly suggest you go to the doctor. Now, my guides are telling me she's starting gangrene. I didn't tell her that. And I said, I'm just, please go. You know, I just want you to go. Thank God. She went the next day to the doctor, and she had surgery. It started gangrene. She would have had cancer in her uterus because that's where all the fibroid tumors are. Now that's spooky to me.
Right.
But it was just, I get messages and I feel touch. There's certain hot areas. Things show up.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've helped people like that in the past, right?
Oh, yeah. Many clients.
Well, that must make you feel pretty good that you're able to assist them like that.
I say I am so blessed. Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's not me. I call it the universe. I'm just a tool. I'm a guide. And I'm a teacher. So I will guide you to watch and take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And quickly, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This show is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and my special guest this month is Darlene Denning. She is a teacher, palm reader, numerologist, and she also practices many other specialties. And right now, we're primarily talking about palm reading. Now, when you do palm reading, is it something that you can improve upon as you get more and more experience? You get to read palms a lot quicker?
Well, July 13th, I started my 19th year. This is my full-time job. As I said, I was close to 40 years in the travel industry, and I've been around the world. I've been to 90 countries, but I had to shut down 300 offices nationwide due to the internet. And then I had to come up with something, and my mom, love her dearly, said, Darlene, do palm reading. I go, I want a real job, Mom. You know, I want insurance. I want this. And she goes,
right.
But Darlene, you're paying your rent. You're doing your mortgage. I go, I'll try it. And 19 years, July 13th.
So congratulations.
Thank you, God.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Every day. Thank you,
right.
God. Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I mean, to be able to do something you really enjoy doing, not too many people can make that claim.
Right. I love my job. Love, mm-hmm. love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is something that obviously you do more and more. You can just... Sounds to me you are at the point where you can just size up a person in pretty much an instant.
Well, when you, like, and I said here, we stretch out our hands and I hold your hand. My body is buzzing with information, and that's just how I process it. So as a teacher, I'm going to point out to you certain aspects, you know, whether it's health, whether it's... like on our hand, the lower parts of our finger, that's the next 5 years. So within the finger phalanges, there's energy and there's lines. So if they're going vertical, that means yes, 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 everything's going good. If they're horizontal, that means you got a couple curves in your road. It could be 1, 2, 3 people. It depends on how they are. Could be a situation. So every line tells a story, and everything's time dated, and mm-hmm. that's what I teach you, and that's why I always have everybody with the cell phones record the session, because I know I talk fast, I know I say a lot of things, and you're thinking of one thing and I've already moved on. That's why you can have the tape, pause it, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can do a palm reading in 10 minutes. You ask one question, I'm there. Yeah, I've got it down to a science.
Right.
Now.
So what can you tell? I mean, I know you have different time slots. I mean, mm-hmm. how many for a reading, you know, how long it lasts. But for an hour, how much can you tell a person? I mean, can you tell them?
Oh, then I can go up
entire
to
entire life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I go up into like the next 5 years, and I do per year. I use like the astrology side, your planet Mercury, that's your communication. What's going on with you? Then I do Venus. That, what's your love life like? So each planet has an energy, has a purpose. So I bring all them into the reading. That's usually for the hour.
Mm-hmm.
That takes more energy. That takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it.
And again, if somebody hears something they don't care for, they can change their life. And
I believe in free will.
Yeah, their hand changes as a result.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. It's free will. I don't say anything negative because of free will. You know, and what purpose does it serve to do doom and gloom? I don't go there. That's just my faith. I'm a senior clergy now. I just 2 years ago got my senior clergy for the Church of the Human Spirit, and my belief system, my ethics say, don't go there. It's too negative. Mm-hmm. Got enough negative things around the world. I don't want to participate. It's right. My personal choice.
So can you marry people now?
Yes, I can marry baptize people, if whatever your faith is. I can do last rites. That's wonderful.
Got it all covered.
Well, I know. That's good. It's exciting.
Yeah,
yes.
That's special.
Yeah.
Now,
thank
you. When you do a reading, I guess you don't want to really freak people out, like you said, but how do you maybe approach something? I know you talked about the one client you had, but generally you don't want to really scare anybody. So
how do
you approach things that you see as a potential danger for them?
Usually, I'll always say, in my humble opinion. That clarifies, you know, it's just my opinion. You've got opinion, everything. When I see the lines, what I call self-destruction, low self-esteem, different things, I will encourage them. And like usually in the thumb area, the web, that's your throat. And if they're closed off, if they have their thumb next to their finger, I go, wait a minute, speak up, you know, especially there's when you're in your second life cycle, speak up. Many people are afraid and they don't have the confidence. But when I say, oh, no, here, look what you're usually their left hand, what they're born with is open and the right's closed. It's like, wait a minute, who you're supposed to be? You got to speak up. This is not the time to be shy. That's how I usually approach, you know, when I see things that are usually it's self-destructive. Usually it's toxic within themselves.
Well, pretty much, are both hands the same or can they be radically different?
They are different. Again, I believe we're all born with talents and gifts. And then we have free will, you know. If I was gifted to be a singer, and that's when the throat's opened by the thumb, and I'm like this, and I won't sing or talk or do anything. Well, that was my gift, and I just, low self-esteem, said, I don't think so. You know, so no, our hands, example for the job interview. These two, my ring finger and my middle finger, were stuck together, but who I was born, it was separate. And he said he won't, you know, I had to separate them. Can you do that like Spock? Can you do that where you move your...
not completely like that.
Yeah. So what I'm asking
partial.
Him to... Yeah, partial. And that means something.
okay.
So the baby finger and the ring finger were kind of like Mork and Mindy. Nanu, nanu, you know, when he did that. So
right.
So the baby finger and the ring finger, those are your subconscious. The pointer finger and the middle finger are your conscious. So I wasn't acting on my decisions. So he gave me homework and, you know, and I put cotton balls and I separated. And that's when I filed for divorce after 22 years. The gentleman I was with was just happened to be abusive. But as Catholic, you know, you're not supposed to divorce.
Right.
Well, thank you, God. I did.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something simple as that. I mean, once you, again, I guess it gets, like you said, back to free will. And by just doing that, is that how you reached the conclusion that this marriage was not working for you?
Well, I separated. See, when they were stuck together, I wasn't acting on. I believe I was in denial about a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And then when I learned to separate, and, you know, they call that the thought process. Figure there's two circles and they're attached together. The top part of the circle is your conscious. The lower is subconscious. And in between, that's your thought process. That's your thinking. Well, it's not clarified until it's written or spoken. So when you see things, it's like, oh, I didn't even know that. You know, when you're like stuck, I call it stinking thinking. And slow but sure, I worked the muscles and then I acted on it.
Mm-hmm.
So everything shifted. I tell people, remember, I'm Irish, so it's my Irish humor. I'll use that as my justification. if people have their fingers that curl towards them, they're internalizing. I tell people to take a duct tape and take their pointer finger, which is leadership, their ring finger, I mean their middle finger, which is decision. When you go to bed at night, duct tape them. So you're not internalizing. It's straight. You're releasing the energy. That has helped so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little tricks of the trade, as I call it.
Right. So when you wanted to get divorced, did you tell your ex-husband that now that I can move my fingers, it's time to get a divorce?
No, okay. No, he wouldn't understand my Irish humor. Hence, that's why we're divorced.
Yeah, okay.
Some people call it inappropriate humor. I think it's funny. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
So when you do this, you said you hear from your guides and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been a part of your palm reading all along?
Oh, yes, yeah. I'll come up with names and situations, and then the client will go, "Why'd you say that name?" I go, "I don't know. I just heard it." "Well, that's my mom. That's my dad. That's my, you know, whatever it is." I go, "Oh, okay." And then I proceed. You know, it's usually when I'm touching their hands and explaining, that's when I get the vibration. Surprises me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Do people freak out at all when you tell them some stuff like that?
Usually when they react, it's usually joy. It's like a moment. It's like, nice. That, if I said Robert, that's my dad. Or Bob, you know. It's usually makes people feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I go by.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure that there might be people that they're not too happy to hear from.
I don't know that. Usually, because my intention, what I put out there is to help. To improve your life. And with that thought process, with the information comes in, that's what goes out. It's good. Mm-hmm. My intention is not to hurt or harm.
Mm-hmm. Do you do something special every time you give a reading? I mean, before
I say my prayers, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
First, I ask for protection of me, you know, so I don't pull in any negative energy. Or people that could harm me. And my intention is then to guide, to ask. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the reading, gratitude. Oh, there's just so much gratitude.
Mm-hmm. You know? When you give a reading, does it take a lot out of you? Or, I mean, are you...
Yeah, sometimes.
Or does it energize you?
Both. Usually... When I'm in the reading, like if I do a party, which I love parties, usually I say minimum 5 people and the hostess is free. So I do like 5 half-hour readings. The 6th person, they're lucky. Not that the first one isn't lucky, but I don't want to say buzz, but my vibration, it's like things are coming in faster. It's like, have you ever heard about like photo auras?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. One of my friends had the camera on that. So I put my hands before reading, and it's usually blue and some purple. After the reading, I'm solid white. So, the vibration, it's clear. It amazes me. So, yeah, I get buzz, you know, so high with energy, and I do talk a little faster. That's why I say, please record it. By the end of the night... When I get home, then I'm really up there, and then I crash. I want to sleep,
mm-hmm.
But I'm diabetic, and I think that's, the older I get, because I've just been diabetic for 3 years, that's, I think, metaphysically what happened.
Mm-hmm. But, now, when you looked at your hands, or I don't know if you could tell yourself, but mm-hmm. did you see that coming on at all, or?
Well...
You know? Being a diabetic, that is.
No, I believe I lived in denial. You know, I love those chips and I like that ice cream. And I gained weight. Like, what does that have to do with my diet? You know? So, in fact, I wrote a book, Alive at Last. And in there was an eating education. So when you're, eat salt and chips, you're angry. And then when you have the ice cream, it's like the poor little girl and you're like, you'll be okay. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand. And hence, I became a diabetic. But come to find out, all my cousins, a couple of my sisters, I was in my late 60s when this happened. all my cousins and uncles and aunts, they had it in, you know, their 30s, 40s, 50s. So I lucked out that mm-hmm. my body waited that long.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. But there is some hereditary things that are going to happen regardless, right? But you can see
I'll go with
hand.
That. I'll go with that.
Well, no, I'm just saying that, you know, if you really look, again, if you have to be, if you're going to be objective enough to give yourself your own reading, you could probably see that coming out though, right?
No.
No?
Because I live in denial.
Okay.
I would only know
it. I know you said that, but I thought that, you know.
Yeah, I could look at it, but then again, I mean,
the chips are tasting too good, right?
I know. Yeah. I love that crunch. And, ooh, I like that ice cream. Chocolate mint chip. Ooh, the best.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, you understand.
Yeah.
Well, are you diabetic?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Bless you. Oh, yeah. You're so lucky.
Yeah. Well, so far anyway.
Hey,
but,
knock
on
wood.
Wood.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah. And quickly, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This show is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Darlene Denning. She's a teacher, palm reader, numerologist, and she also practices other modalities. And she kind of combines everything together. However, we're concentrating right now primarily on the palm reading. Would you say that is what you're best known for, is the palm reading?
Yes. Definitely, mm-hmm. definitely, especially in the Detroit area. But I could brag and say worldwide. Just last week, I had, through my website, I had a woman from Romania. What?
You know? Wow.
I know. So thank God for cell phones, because what I have everybody do, photocopy, you know, take a picture of your hand, and then text it to me, and then call me on the landline. So I can use my cell phone with the pictures, and, you know, you can enlarge it, and then use the landline to talk to them.
Mm-hmm. That works, huh?
I know. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that picture is clear enough that you can actually read somebody's palm just
off
the
telephone. Well, yeah. If we had my cat, you know, it's a picture. And you know how, have you ever seen a picture on your cell phone where
yeah,
you can enlarge it?
I kind of have a dumb phone. I don't have a smartphone, so I don't know.
Well, I have an iPhone, but I mean, it doesn't matter. It just, you can enlarge it and zoom in on each area. Yeah, so that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I make you do the left hand and the right hand, front and back.
Mm-hmm.
So, because even how, okay, put your hands down. Even how, okay, left hand here. What you're born with, how each finger is placed. See how straight each finger is? Like the baby finger is straight. The tips are straight. In the right hand, some people's, like, take your pointer finger, how it's a little crooked,
mm-hmm.
the tip. Well, that's, so currently, you're in the midst of, as a leader, asking other people for their opinion, because the baby finger and the ring, those are subconscious. The middle finger is your decisions and pointers, your leadership. So who you're born with knows all the answers. Who you're currently, because the tips of our fingers are the last 1 to 2 weeks, you might have been in the midst of making a decision or deciding, oh, well, should I do this? Should I do that? And it's always changing. That's why I say once a month, photocopy your hand.
You suggest everybody do that just as a general.
Right. Make a little file. Thing. Just make a file. Or take a picture and just keep it, you know, on your cell phone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
You do that with yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you're shocked how, oh my God, how it's changed.
Right. So you could go back 10 years and really tell a difference?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Have you ever heard the term, like, handwriting analysis?
Mm-hmm, right.
In one of the famous books, they had, like, Richard Nixon, how he started, and then through Watergate when he died. I mean, even think of yourself, how your signature has changed. Well, that's your hands, too, the thoughts, what we've gone through. It's a story, and we're making it all up. We're creating.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, our hands are the tools that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Palm reader, yes.
This may seem kind of weird, but do you ever read like a baby's hands just to kind of see what kind of start they're getting in life?
All my grandsons and
oh,
my
really?
Grandkids, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, it's funny, last week I went to a pottery place in Plymouth and I painted my grandson and we put it on tiles. So I have each grandchild. I do the left and the right hand. So, yes, I watch them. Now, whether mm-hmm. their parents know that I do that? Oh, well, now right. they might when they hear this, but right. oh, I do all the time, yeah. But and that's why I was concerned about my one son when he was five, when we got divorced. His lifeline stopped. I was scared. I was so scared. But as right. I said, he's 35 now. So
right. So he surpassed that.
Thank you.
But again, you give your own sons readings?
Oh, yeah. They have parties. They fly me to Houston or St. Louis is the one son. Yes. Yeah.
Really?
In fact, they've called me. God, love them. I remember one son was in Las Vegas for a business trip. And 2 o'clock in the morning, our time, he goes, Mom, you got to talk to this lady. I said, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Mom, Mom, you got to help her. So I'm talking to a stranger. And then she's crying. She's thanking me. Oh, that was the best news I ever heard, you know. And then my son, thanks, Mom. I got to go now.
Like, yeah, thanks yeah. for nothing.
yeah, really, but that's who yeah. they are.
Right.
Yeah, they're my best cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. I am so proud of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you gave this woman a reading, a palm reading? At
it was basically using my psychic ability, helping her as the teacher.
Okay. Yeah. You mentioned numerology and a few other things. Do you do strictly numerology, not combined with the palm reading? Or
No, I always... that's part of the reading, so everything's time dated, so that's why I use the 9-year life cycle, so I know right where you're at now, where you're going, and where you've been. So I incorporate that in the reading.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important mm-hmm. to me. Yeah.
Is there anything about past lives in a person's palms?
Yes. Thank you for saying them. Look at your hand and where your thumb is before the lifeline. See all these lines that go what I call vertical? No, horizontal. Horizontal.
Uh-huh.
Those are your past lives. Then look from your wrists going up. Those lines are people from your past life that are in this lifetime. Now, I've been...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It fascinates me.
Yeah.
I do hypnotherapy in my home. And I will walk you through, it's called a script, and I will walk you through your past life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My client I had a couple of weeks ago, usually you get one lifetime. She did 4, like boom, 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 because it's an hour for $125. You know, it's the privacy of my home, you know. And it was wonderful. It's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it shows up on the hand. Have you ever heard the book Many Lives, Many Masters by Dr. Brian Weiss?
Oh, yeah. I've got that.
Yeah. It's a wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that goes through your past lives. That mm-hmm. helps you.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, I've let... there's lots of books out there I've read on, you know, past life regression.
Oh, it is wonderful.
Know, fascinating.
Yeah. There's a dear friend of mine, Janice. She's a medium. She came to the store Wednesday, and she says, Darlene, I just have to let you know, your mom... gave permission to your dad, was my stepfather, that your mom's coming back and she'll be a part of your family. I go, oh, is my son having a baby and it'll be her through that? And she said, no, but she's been in training and she's coming back. I go, wow. I just think this stuff's fascinating.
Right. And you're just waiting for the body to
arrive? Yeah,
I guess?
Really, Mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She says, you'll know. I go, really? Okay, good to know.
Now, is it going to be in your immediate family or maybe...
That's what I was asking her. I said, think it is one of my sons going to have a new baby. Will that be? And she said, or I have 6 sisters, you know, could be their grandkids,
right.
that
right.
too. She says, no, you'll know before you die. You'll know. I go, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know? Right. Well, that is one of the things that I understand. You have a tendency to reincarnate with a lot of the people that you knew from past lives.
Right. And that shows up in my readings when I do, like, the love connections, the love cards, and figuring out all about you and who you're with. Now, that has helped so many people. In fact, Wednesday I had these 2 girlfriends, and they were both married, and they wanted to know, are they still married? And I go, yeah, let's look it up. And I go, oh, yeah. Venus. And I looked on their hand and said, well, you're going to a good 40, 50 years together. And they're awesome. They didn't want to go. It's karma. You picked each other from a past life. you're back. You know,
right.
It's life lessons.
Right. But again, there is such a thing as free will.
Free will.
You don't have to be associated with that person if you really don't want to.
Right. But usually, if it's a cosmic life lesson, you pick them to learn your life lesson. There's a reason.
Right. That's why they're back in your life.
Right. They're back.
Because maybe they didn't work things out the first time around or the second time around or whatever it might be.
Right. Oh, right. I believe that on so many levels.
Yeah. Right. Well, also, I'm curious, and this, again, may seem strange, but if a person doesn't have any hands or has one hand or something,
I've had people come where that were born with no baby finger, no ring finger, no thumb, I cut that off. My own father, he cut off his tip of his pointer finger on a saw. Mm-hmm. He was in the construction business.
Yeah.
Parts of their hands gone, surgeries. Yeah, I could read all that too, because in fact, one, she was born, how did it work? There, the baby finger and the thumb, and she didn't have any of her middle fingers. And so that's what she was born, and that's how it turned out too. But you could still read. There's a lot there to read. Mm-hmm. It fascinates me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you have to convince people to come to you if they have?
No.
That type of situation?
I don't convince anybody. That's, I have a website, palmreadingsbydarlene.com. Just throw that in. And in my website, it, like what you've printed out, it explains everything I do. I believe as a teacher, the more information I give the people, the better they can make their decisions and learn.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't have to convince anybody. That's up to them.
Right.
My opening line usually is, what's your budget? Go by your budget. Don't spend money on a reading if you can't afford it.
Right.
I'll be more than happy. You have one question, I'll answer it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But that's just how I operate my business.
Right. Do people come to you with specific questions? They want to know strictly about their love life or their career,
work, the job, their love,
whatever it might be,
right?
Sports, health, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they come to you with those specific things,
right? I prefer that they make a list of questions before they come. I'll do my reading, if you have a half hour reading, 15 minutes, I believe, before I even hear the questions, I will give you a foundation, I'll give you a base, and then from there, you can ask your questions, and then I can guide you and show you what's coming down the pike. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I love it when they have questions. Love it, mm-hmm. love it, love it.
Mm-hmm. But again, do they really pay attention to you or do some scoff at what you do? Anything like that?
There's a term for that. Skeptics. There's a lot of skeptics. Usually like a couple, the wife, I'm all excited. And the husband rolls their eyes. Yeah, right. And then I said, okay, don't judge me, but I will do your wife. I'll do the reading, and then you decide. I'm not going to push anybody to it. And sure enough, not that I hook them in, but they all say, okay.
Right. So they hear what you tell the wife. Right.
Because I'm non-threatening. I think that's my gift. It's fun. It's entertainment. Let's have a party,
Right.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
Because I don't say anything negative.
Right. Well, I think that's part of it, that people are afraid to find out some of the things that you would know about them and possibly tell them.
Right. And my intention, again, is honorable, is to teach and to help.
Mm-hmm.
When you put that out there, that's all I'm focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a story. Everybody has scandals. It's like, I don't care. I don't even remember. As soon as you walk out of my store, I don't remember you. I don't remember your name. I don't remember what you said until you bring your hands again, and then I start all over.
Right.
But that I do pray for that, that I had to work on and train myself that I wouldn't take all the information and hold it. As soon as they're out the door and they go, don't you remember you said this to me? I go, no.
Right.
I don't remember anything.
Right. Well, that would probably clog you up, wouldn't it, if you tried to remember everything you said or took it to heart? I mean, you have to release it somehow, some way.
Right. So I don't even take it. I refer to myself as a vessel. It comes in and out. Next, in, out.
Right. Otherwise, you would be constantly probably depressed, I would imagine.
It's rare, because it's usually a fun reading and it's entertainment and it's exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of myself as a cheerleader.
Oh, really? A life cheerleader? Yeah, life coach?
Life
coach, right.
Yeah. I was, you know, I was on the pep squad in high school. So, go team, go.
Yeah, right. Well, hey. Yeah. Try to be positive, and that's all good.
It is.
Once again, I just want to let everybody know that this is WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This show is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. I'm speaking with my special guest this month, Darlene Denning. She's a teacher, palm reader, numerologist, among other specialties. Now, do you ever get overwhelmed at any time when you're giving a reading because you've got so many things going on? You've got the numerology, you've got your guides telling you things, anything like that?
It would be, example, you said, how many years have you been doing this show? August was your anniversary here?
Right. Well, this particular program is 12 years now.
Okay, 12 years. I've been doing my palm reading for 19 years. So you've got your system, your show once a month, the third Tuesday of every month, down to a science.
Thank you.
Yeah, throw that in. So you have that down to a science. So you have a format. I have a format that I use for every reading, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 15, half hour, an hour. So I have my basic foundation in place. I have my tools of the trade, and then I begin.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And obviously, the longer the reading, the more detail you provide.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
Now, do you ever, I don't know, maybe go a little bit longer if you feel that you really have to tell somebody something?
I've been known to. Like the other day, this woman came in and she said, I just want a 10-minute reading. I said, okay. And so I did the reading, and then she was asking more questions. I says, well, you're on a budget. I got that. 10 minutes is $20. I said, I'll answer your question. Then went to 15. And then the subject matter was she just found out that what she thought was her real father is her stepfather. Her mom, who just died, never told her that this man wasn't her dad. She had a different dad. So yeah, I went a half hour and I didn't charge her because I needed to give her information to help her understand, you know, that was the mother's choice. Mom died. It was her grandma that told her and her sisters. So she was overwhelmed. And I said, you know, there's a reason we had to wait till mom was gone. And now the information came to you. And it's called ancestry.com. Figure it out. You know, mm-hmm. Find out.
Was she shocked at all?
Oh, she was. Mm-hmm. She was. I mean, she just turned 50, and it was very overwhelming to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't understand, why did my mom tell me? I go, that was your mom's choice. You're 50 years old. 50 years ago, you don't know what happened. Now, everybody knows everybody's business, but your mom had a choice. She either could have had an abortion or have you. She had you. That was her gift to you. You know, she kept you. She probably didn't tell the dad. You know, he might have been in Vietnam. He might have been somewhere else. Who knows? That's her story, that she took that to her grave. Now, her mom shared with you and your sister. I said, there's a reason why things happen. So, yeah, I do go over, but my first choice is, what's your budget? You know, you got a plan, I'll work your plan. But if it's important information, then I won't charge and I will finish.
Mm-hmm.
Like with her, I needed to.
So you mentioned that you had one client in Romania that you
heard from? Yeah, last week.
So do you hear from a lot of other people around the world?
Oh, I do. I've had people in Singapore, New Zealand, Sao Paulo, yes, all over the world. I've mm-hmm. been blessed.
Well, how do they hear from you? They just go to their website?
They do palm reading, and my name pops up. So that's how.
And
the rest is history.
Yeah.
They read all about it, and they say, oh, I've got, you know, form of payment, and then what you have to do, just take a picture and send it, call. It works.
Yeah. Were you surprised when you first heard from somebody in a foreign land?
At first, I thought it was a joke, to be honest with you. It was like, I do answer every phone call, no matter what the area code is, because of my business. And but their first sentence, they explain, I was on your website, or they email me. I get a lot of emails from all over the world, because that's how my computer person who made my website programmed it, so I don't have to talk to them. But through emails back and forth, then I'll give them my phone number, and then we talk. And the rest is history.
So because of that and the different time zones, are you doing readings at all times of the day and night?
No, it always works out that, thank God, the people know my time zone, you know, because, and then we do in the conversation, figure out a time. I'll tell them my time, you know, 7 right. o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever. Knock on wood, it's always worked out fine.
Right.
Yeah. So, but I'm a night person, so I don't have a problem with that if they call 1, 2 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be okay, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, well, I was just curious because, I mean, obviously different time zones and they're not thinking. They just might call or contact you whenever.
Yeah, they do contact whenever via email, but it's once I open it up, then I'll be in the conversation, then we can decide.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get emails all the time, and half the time you don't know when you get them.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Not to be sexist about this, but do more women come to you than men?
You know, I would have, I used to say it was more women. Now, I'm about 50-50. At one point, there was more men, 'cause corporate-wise. But, no, I'll say 50-50, half are women, half are men. A lot of couples. Oh, I do a lot of couples.
Really?
I do, like, bachelorette parties, you know, wedding showers. Oh, senior high school lock-ins. I love that. So, no, it's about 50-50.
What's a senior high school lock-in?
Oh, that's when the graduates from high school, the seniors, they graduate, they get their degrees, and then they go back to the school, and the school locks them in, and there's entertainment. I've been doing that for years. Wonderful. They'll have like gambling for them and games and basketball and all sorts of things. So they start usually 10, 11 o'clock at night, and they'll go till 4 or 5 in the morning. They'll have a movie, food.
So you could be giving readings at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yep, I usually do.
Really?
Yeah, usually it's from 10 or 11 o'clock till 2, 3 in the morning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And again, your energy level rises. Now,
right.
It gets to the white aura. Is that like the highest color or the most
pure,
intense?
Yep, that's the pure. That's the pure, like they say, go to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it that way.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Pure energy.
Pure energy.
Uh-huh.
Pure energy.
And you can really tell a difference yourself, huh?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you could feel it, too.
Right.
Like even... have you ever heard the term, like when you walk in a room, it's like, ooh, doom and gloom, or, ah, you know, our bodies, it's a vibration. You feel it.
Right.
And I'm hypersensitive. I really feel it.
Right. But generally speaking, you go into every reading wanting to do good and helping that person.
That's
correct?
My intention. That's my intention, to help, teach, and help, you know, help again, be of service.
But that must be very rewarding, I would imagine.
That's why I say I love my life and I am blessed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say thank you, God.
Right.
I
you love
blessed.
Your job?
I love my job.
Yeah.
I
Not
love
too many
it.
People can say that, you know.
And then I say, shame on them, you know.
Yeah.
Why, you know, why take the time, the energy to do anything? One of my bosses, when I was in the travel industry, I said, oh, this is plan A, and if that doesn't work, I have plan B. And he goes, Darlene, if you don't have time to do it right the first time, when do you think you're going to have time to do it again? I go, good point. So he said, take the time and then have a plan and put everything in the one plan. I go, and that's how I was very successful in my work environment. You know, even in my life now, it's like, you know, write the pros, the cons, analyze whatever, and then just do it.
Right. Try not to multitask.
No. And the other thing I was taught, you only touch one sheet of paper at a time. You don't take this sheet of paper and put it here, put it there. You act on it, it's done. Next. Because otherwise...
Right. You get discombobulated.
Oh, it is. It's stress, they call that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Okay, so if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do so again?
My website, palmreadingsbydarlene.com. My phone number, area code 734-416-0988. And if you want to text me, my cell phone number is 734-890-2017. And I work on Wednesday afternoons and Saturdays at the Sacred Sage in downtown Farmington at 32730 Grand River. And then on Thursdays, I work at Body Works in downtown Plymouth at 819 North Mill Street in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm. Are those just drop-in situations?
Yeah, you
come by and
walk-ins. Just come on in. If you want an appointment, call me at 734-416-0988. That I will schedule and make a. And I always say, everybody has cell phones. Make sure your battery's charged, and this way you can record it. Mm-hmm. It's a free app.
Right.
So, shame on you if you don't.
Right. So, you pretty much give reading 7 days a week, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's not, you know, 8 hours every day. It's an hour here. Like, at Sacred Sage, I work from 1 to 6. Saturdays from 12 to 5. I mean, I work maybe 6 to 10 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I love my life. I mean, every morning I go to Lifetime and I swim. I do my water aerobics. And then so the afternoons, okay, I'll work.
Right.
And then some night times, you know, if the people work, they need a night, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, it's nice to have your own schedule. And
I know. That's why I love it, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Thank you, God, again.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, all works for your good. So
yes.
That's important.
Yeah.
So, Darlene, thank you very much for being a guest this month. I appreciate you being able to do this show. So,
I loved it.
Thank you very much.
And have a nice day.
Okay, that too, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Back, and I just want to take time right now to thank my special guest for this month, Darlene Denning. She is a teacher, palm reader, numerologist, and she also practices many other specialties. And very interesting conversation. I didn't realize how much palm reading can really tell you about your life and how things can change and affect you, like some of the things that Darlene was talking about. So very interesting. I hope you found it interesting as well. And I just want to say, be sure to join me every third Tuesday of the month for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. And be sure to come back and join me every third Tuesday of the month for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. I want to thank you for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
Trinity House Theater, located in Livonia, Michigan, is a non-profit concert venue where you can enjoy the wonderful experience of hearing live music in an intimate setting. For more than 30 years, Trinity House has hosted hundreds of artists from around the country, as well as local musicians, including singer-songwriters, folk artists, fingerstyle guitar players, and indie groups. In addition to a wide array of musical concerts, Trinity House offers local musicians a chance to showcase their talents with an open stage night on the 1st, 3rd, and 5th Tuesday of every month. Plus, tasty refreshments are available for you to enjoy at every performance. So come on out and enjoy a fabulous show at Trinity House Theater, right on 6 Mile Road, just west of I-275. For a schedule of upcoming concerts or for information on booking a show, visit trinityhousetheater.org.
Everybody was as happy as a And you too can be dancing with Daddy G every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Malt Shop, right here on WHFR.FM. The jukebox will be spinning the platters from the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, grab your favorite squeeze, and join me, Daddy G, at the Malt Shop on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Be there or be square.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Guys and dolls, you are at the Malt Shop with Daddy G here in WHFR, and we're going back to the 50s and the 60s. So hang those fuzzy dice on the rearview mirror, I should say, and grab your favorite squeeze and head on down to the Malt Shop where the jukebox is playing. The kids are dancing, and here we are, back in the 50s.
Say